Lab. This is CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Soundtrack Show. This is Mark. I am your host for the next hour, where we play music from movies and TV shows and whatnot. First day back live in a couple. We're not live. We're not actually live. This is day 642 of lockdown through this stupid COVID crap. And once again, I'm recording in my basement. So if you happen to hear a dog bark or someone knock at a door, laundry being done, what have you. Sorry, we're not live in the studio. So that's what happens there. Anyway, off the top there, Kelly Osbourne and Ozzy Osbourne, her dad, Changes, in honor of yesterday, which, of course, was Father's Day. And with the magic of recorded radio, I'm recording. Oops. See? I'm doing this at home. With the magic of recorded radio, I'm doing this Sunday morning, Father's Day. So if you haven't already heard it yet, and you're a dad, or you're a single mom doing double duty, what have you, happy Father's Day. Coming up next, I have another song for a father type thing. A Father's Day salute to probably one of the worst movie fathers ever. And I'm speaking of Ego the Living Planet from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Ego is played by Kurt Russell. Ego, his son was Peter Quill, you know, Star-Lord. And also, Star-Lord had thousands of brothers and sisters, all of which were killed by Ego because they couldn't hold they couldn't hold his power. And Peter could. So, not the greatest father figure in the world. That's before he tried to kill off half the planet, half the universe. And he's up there with Thanos, I guess. Thanos isn't a great dad either, so either way. But, of all the movies, Guardians had the better soundtracks. So, from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Cheap Trick, Surrender, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hawk.
Just the
Surrender Cheap Trick from Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. And that is our little salute there to Father's Day. So all the dads, happy Father's Day. I wanted to talk about this next series of movies. So last few weeks, The Conjuring Part 3 came out. And it's actually a fine film. I had a lot of fun with it. I know that the topic of Ed and Lorraine Warren as the demonologists, paranormal investigators, Ghostbusters, whatever you want to call them, can be a little controversial in that a lot of people think they're legit and totally on the level. I think both of them have passed on at this point, but a lot of people have said that they are real. A lot of people say they're not. I don't really have an opinion. It's interesting if they are, and everything they did and said was true. But they've taken some liberties with the Annabelle stuff and whatnot. Annabelle, for instance, and I'll put it on the, I have put it on the Facebook page, is in real life, the doll they're claiming is Annabelle, which is the really, if you bought this as a classical doll for a doll collection, and I don't mean Barbies, I mean high-end baby doll, this thing is creepy as hell. You would never want this thing in your house because you'd be assuming that thing was going to come alive at night and kill you. So for the movie, that's what they did. They made it creepy, which it's a horror movie. What are you going to do? The one in real life, evidently, was an old Raggedy Ann doll, which as sweet and innocent as Raggedy Ann doll looks, it makes it that much worse. This thing's possessed. But they took it on a tour a few years ago when Lorraine was still alive. There were signs on a little case. So the case in real life looks like this thing that in the movies they put Annabelle in their basement. But there's a sign saying, there's signs all over the place saying, do not taunt the doll. I don't know. I have an open mind when it comes to the paranormal. Whether or not I believe it or not, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I lived in a haunted house way back when. And I don't know if that's demonic or if that's just people not moved on or what that is. It's just interesting to me. I find it interesting. The idea that you can still talk to people or things or a psychic remnant of those people or things, I find fascinating. At the same time, demons. So probably not a lot of good can come with that. Either way, the next bunch of songs will be from the three Conjuring movies. And I went back and looked, and the Annabelle movies that are also part of the same universe do not have any pop songs in them. They've just got the normal soundtrack. So the score. Soundtrack score, which, you know, as you may know, we do not do on this show. We do the pop music in movies, so that's what we're going to do. Anyway, from The Conjuring Part 1, which I think is, they're all pretty good. I think that was my favorite of the three, was the first one. Now that the other ones are bad, but they're different. Anyway, Zombies, Time of the Season, from Conjuring Part 1, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hawk.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny. It's one of those instrumental tunes that gets into movies periodically because it's really freaking creepy. And I think the first time I noticed it in a movie was in Sleepwalkers. Actually, yes, that was the Stephen King movie, Sleepwalkers, about the were-cat people. Anyway, it was interesting. We're, of course, talking about the Conjuring series of films, which, as it turns out, is the second highest grossing horror franchise. And apparently it's beaten out by Godzilla. I don't really consider Godzilla and those monster movies to be a horror, but I guess the Wikipedia does. So if you're wondering, though, about the movies in the Conjuring universe, basically loosely based on the investigations of Ed and Lorraine Warren, who came to prominence. They became really famous in the late 70s following the Amityville Horror, because the story goes that they were asked by the Catholic Church to go and look at Amityville, New York, after the Lutz family left, which is pretty much as the story is again, family moves into a house where a horrible multiple murder happened. That one's true. The DeFeo family was killed by the eldest son, who I think he's either still in jail or just recently passed away, but in jail. So that really happened. There, that's how somebody goes around and shoots five people in their sleep with a rifle and nobody else wakes up. That's kind of weird, but that's actually how it happened. They were brought in. The Warrens were brought in to look at it. Ed is, or was, I don't think he was an ordained minister, but he had some experience with such things. And Lorraine was a clairvoyant. So they were brought in to investigate the Amityville house and see if it was actually possessed or there were otherworldly things going on. And evidently, sometimes they said there was, sometimes there wasn't. A lot of people think the Lutz family lied about it to write the book and sell the movie rights. So, I don't know. And then that house comes up for sale once in a while. They've changed the address. They've changed the paint on the outside, so it's not that gloomy white or gray. I think it's yellow currently. But I don't know. I'm sure. I would love to live in that house. That sounds pretty cool. Just to check it out. What would be annoying is all the people were knocking on the door asking if there's anything weird going on. I could do without that. But it's one of those things. It's like I know a guy who owns a DeLorean, you know, the car from Back to the Future. And the flux capacitor questions, I'm sure, get old after a little while. I mean, you kind of expect it. But you're inviting comment. Anyway, that aside, the other movies in the Conjuring universe are The Conjuring, Annabelle, so going back 2013, 2014, Conjuring Part 2 in 2016, Annabelle Creation 2017, The Nun, which was pretty creepy, 2018, Annabelle Comes Home 2019, Conjuring The Devil Made Me Do It, which is the one out right now, and actually you can see it locally at the Starlight Drive-In, 2021, and there are other ones coming, apparently. The Crooked Man, which was the, I'll play the nursery rhyme in a little while, but apparently that story, which comes up in The Conjuring Part 2, is getting its own movie, and apparently there's a second Nun film coming along. So, it's interesting. I enjoy these films. I don't take them too seriously, and they're a lot of fun, as you tend to should. As you really should with horror films. Either way, I will stop babbling. I'll play some tunes now from the second Conjuring film, where the Warrens go to London. Jolly old London, except this part's not so jolly. So from the Conjuring Part 2, The Hollies and Bus Stop on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Thinking of a sweet romance beginning in a queue. you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop on him, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the invitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. It was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? I never felt so much alike.
The Clash in London Calling from The Conjuring Part 2, where the Warrens go to jolly old London to exorcise a demon, which tends to be what they do in these films. A couple more from this one, and then move on to the third one, which is the one that's out now, currently screening. The only place locally you can see a movie in public, of course, is the Starlight Drive-In, out on Green Mountain Road in Stony Creek. So if you're so inclined, have a good time. Hope the weather's nice for you, and the mosquitoes aren't so bad. From The Conjuring Part 2, it's the Elvis, it's the King, Elvis Presley. Can't help falling in love. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hawk. Thank you very much.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling. If I can't help falling in love with you, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. For I
Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for I can't.
Man, he walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence upon a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat, which caught a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a little crooked house. But the crooked man was sad, and once he had a thought. Why should he be crooked when others, they were not? So the crooked man set out to make a crooked earth. Crooked men and women buried in crooked dirt. And the crooked man stepped forth and rang the crooked bell. And thus his crooked soul spiraled into a crooked hell. Murdered his crooked family and laughed a crooked laugh. You people all must suffer all of my crooked wrath.
That is a version of the Crooked Man nursery rhyme that shows up in The Conjuring Part 2. And I admittedly went and looked and found the creepiest one I could find. So there you go. Sweet dreams. One more song. This isn't really the one that's in the movie, but in Conjuring 2, we hear the Bee Gees song, I Started a Joke, which most recently I think was in the Suicide Squad soundtrack, but we're not playing that one. It's because I've done it before, and I thought I came across this other version of it by Faith No More, which I thought was pretty darn cool. So that's what I'm playing now. It's Faith No More doing I Started a Joke on the Soundtrack Show at 101.5 The Hawk.
I started a joke which started the whole world crying. Oh, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh, no. And I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me. And I looked at the skies, running my hands over my eyes, and I fell out of my hands from things that I said, till I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I had only seen that the joke was on me, that the joke was on me.
You okay there?
Jesus.
I think I hurt someone.
This is Ed Warren, here with Lorraine. All right, let's get started.
Residents of Brookfield were shocked this afternoon by the broad daylight murder of Bruno Sauls.
The court accepts the existence of God every time a witness swears to tell the truth. I think it's about time they accept the existence of the devil.
Whatever is going on, whatever happened that day, that was not Arnie.
It's a witch's totem. We think your family was cursed. And that connection's still broken.
I'm only interested in reality.
But I can see things that your people can't. Something terrible happened here.
Master Satanist is not an adversary to be taken lightly.
She's doing it again. She's reaching out to the darkness.
Lorraine, you need to come back. Is saving him worth everything you have? Because that's what it may very well cost.
Lorraine!
There you go. It's the trailer for Conjuring Part 3, The Devil Made Me Do It, which evidently, again, is based on a true story. There's what I like about these movies, actually, is when there's a recording, they do the recording and investigation of these cases. During these closing credits, they actually play the real Ed and Lorraine Warren and their recordings of their incidents, of their investigations. There's an interesting part where at the end of the third one, where they're talking to Tom Snyder. I think the second one, they're talking to Phil Donahue. So it's going back a ways. But it's interesting to hear them talk about what they say happened. Again, take that with a grain of salt. But it's interesting. From the soundtrack to Conjuring Part 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. It's Eddie Money, Baby Hold on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Mix that hair, go mezcla con la salsa. Lila baila.
that actually was not Eddie Money, but this is. That's better.
Sleep.
Blondie and Call Me from Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Coming next, another Elvis one, Little Suspicious Minds, from the same movie, on the soundtrack show 115, The Hawk.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello,
the king of rock and roll, Suspicious Minds from The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. My friends are nearly out of time. We got one more song to go, the last one on the soundtrack, actually, for that movie. So the timing worked out very nicely tonight. So next week, we'll be back with the Canada Day show. So tune in for that. All Canadian, all... I'm not a big fan of patriotism, but we'll let the Canuck flag fly next week. So tune in for that. In the meantime, have a great week and be excellent to each other. Stay safe and stay healthy, my friends. Have a good one. Take it home with Van Morrison, Brand New Day. Good night, everybody.
When all the dark clouds roll away, young sun begins to shine, I see my freedom from across the waves.
and it comes right in one time. When it shines so bright, and it gives so much light, and it comes from the sky above, make me feel so free, make me feel like me. And it lights my life with love, and it seems like, and it feels like,
feels like,
and it seems like,
seems like,
and it feels like,
feels like
a brand new day, a brand new day. I was lost, double-crossed, with my hands behind my back. I was long-time hurt and thrown in the dirt, shoved out on the railroad track. I've been used, abused, seems like,
seems like,
yes, it feels like,
feels like,
yes, it